terrorists strike heart of London. London has experienced its worst nightmare as terrorists created carnage at its heart on Thursday morning. Four coordinated explosions ripped through the transport system in the very centre of the city at the height of the morning rush hour. The latest death toll is 38, with over 700 injured. The devastating and cowardly attacks took place against three packed subway trains and one of London's iconic double-decker buses, which was blown apart by one of the blasts. London was plunged into total chaos as police and rescue services evacuated subway stations and cordoned off affected areas, which immediately became crime scenes. The entire transportation system was closed down. A leading London police officer said it was inevitable London would be attacked and that it was a miracle that terrorism had not come earlier. A previously unknown organisation calling itself the secret group of Al-Qaeda's jihad in Europe has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Leaders at the G8 meeting were unreservedly united in their condemnation of the attacks and collectively resolved to step up the fight against terror. A visibly shocked and shaken British Prime Minister Tony Blair denounced the latest atrocity. He said, "It's particularly barbaric that this has happened on a day when people are meeting to try to help the problems of poverty in Africa."